This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 26th of February of the 2024. The name of the patient is Frederick Rebstock, R-E-B-S-T-O-C-K. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient comes today for follow-up of the condition. He went to see Dr. Bandare, and there was a variation in the level of GFR when she was giving him furosemide on a daily basis. The creatinine went up to 2.78. We had the opportunity to evaluate the case at that time, repeat the laboratory workup. There was no evidence of proteinuria. There was not activity in the urinary sediment. The protein creatinine ratio was normal, and the patient was advised to follow a low sodium diet accompanied with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. However, the patient has been retaining fluids. His body weight went up to 197. And today we have in the kidney function a serum creatinine that is 1.79 with an estimated GFR that is 36.6. However, to the physical examination, the patient has blisters in the lower extremities and also a pitinema that is 3 over 4. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. So the patient has a peripheral venous insufficiency, and for that reason, we are going to emphasize the sodium restriction to less than 2 grams in 24 hours, the fluid restriction 40 ounces, and we are going to put the patient on furosemide every other day, 40 milligrams. And we are going to give a follow-up. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the chronic kidney disease and iron deficiency. He continues to take iron, and the hemoglobin has gone up to 11.4. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a blood pressure of 119/62. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease, followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Bandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E, period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has peripheral arterial disease, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and the patient is followed periodically by the vascular surgeon, Dr. St. Louis. The patient was recommended to stay in a plant-based diet as well. Following number, the patient has a PSA that is with normal limits. Following number, the serum testosterone that is free is normal. And we are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.